story that I want to build with all the information that I have from Daniel Bileski. He's pretty raw, but I think we can get an idea what's it about. This is written in first person and third person, so sometimes I will be asking him and he will be responding. I'll try to be clear. It's called Not Being Daniel Ivaskin. Starring Daniel Ivaskin as Daniel Ivaskin. Daniel Ivaskin was born in Poland in 1946. He became American citizen in 65 at the age of 20. He studied music in Israel and became a virtuous performer. Daniel has taught and lectured at many universities worldwide, such as the University of Toronto, University of Pennsylvania, and Yale University. Daniel found affinity of thought with Jacques Derrida, father of the critical theory known as the deconstruction. By the way, Jacques was never able to explain what deconstruction is, only what it is not. But that's another story. Around his 40th anniversary, Daniel realized that architecture has entered an end condition, a dead end, that architecture is not suitable for these days of the destabilized and eternal movement of imperfection and difference in the world. The world was running crazy through his eyes. That's when he decided to be the leader of the new beginning. But wait, what is wrong with the architecture? What is wrong with the world? Objects as architecture. To manipulate the human reality as if it were an object can never disclose valid and authentic ends. He found three major problems of that sense. One, the lack of abstraction. Two, gnosis as the savior. And three, technique. Be it the technique of making or that of deception. Great, he knows what he's not. But what about technology? What about cybernetics? The real driver of craziness, not his cup of tea. The presumption that space can be treated as a system of coordinates and an empty cage from which there is no recursive of space, a quality reduced to a homogeneous quantitative datum where everything is equal to itself, it's a tautology without depth or horizon. It is a reflection of a false identity. Yes, he hates us. Before he became a star, we'll get into that, he wrote a series of papers and made some installations where he tried to explain and define himself, like The Three Lessons in Architecture, The Machines from Venice, The Machine. The Three Lessons in Architecture, The Machines, for the Venice Biennale in 85. Finally, in 88, he had the opportunity to build something, Between the Lines, Jewish Museum in Berlin. In this project, he put all his visions of how architecture must be. I have sought to create a new architecture for a time that would reflect an understanding of history. A new understanding of history, a new understanding of museums, and a new realization of the relationship between program and architectural space. Therefore, this museum is not only a response to a particular program, but an emblem of hope. Wow. Indeed, it was an emblem of hope, a personal one at least. From that moment, his life changed, from Berlin to the Hall of Fame. The projects came one after another, from New York to Serbia. He's conquering the world. But how does he do it? Everything looks very complex. The answer is, he goes to the matrix. His matrix attempts to deal with the poetic complexity of architecture in time. It seeks to explore the deeper order rooted not only in visible forms, but in the invisible and hidden sources which nourish culture itself in thought, art, literature, song, and movement. By its deferred expectation, continually calls its own presuppositions into question. Okay, but now your ideas must be built. How must they look like in the real world? 17 words of architectural inspiration. Optimism, expressive, radical, emotional, inexplicable, handmade, complex, political, real, unexpected, raw, pointed, memorable, communicative, risky, space, and of course, democratic. So that's the formula. Go to the metrics and spice things up. Yeah. But then in life thought you didn't like objects. All this dialogue, I'm trying to mix it with images. And him talking and images about the projects or whatever it's suitable for the ideas. Thank you.